Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Hey, Oklahoma. We at Oklahoma Natural Gas perform employee and contractor training and regular maintenance and inspections to check for leaks and damage to our pipeline system. Natural gas is flammable and can be ignited by heat, sparks, or flames. But you can help protect our pipes by being a dig hero. Just call 811 at least 48 hours, excluding the date of notification, weekends and holidays, before you dig. It's free, easy, and important for your safety. So be a dig hero. Call 811 and dig responsibly. If you need to report pipeline damage, or if you smell rotten eggs or hear a hissing sound, leave the area and immediately call 911 and us at 800-458-4251. For more information about natural gas safety, visit BeADigHeroOklahoma.com. This safety message is brought to you by Oklahoma Natural Gas, a division of One Gas.
Well, the Oklahoma State University A&M Board of Regents has selected Dr. Casey Shrum as the 19th president of Oklahoma State University. The announcement follows an extensive national search involving an inclusive process composed of representatives from across the OSU system, including faculty, students, staff, and alumni. One of the members of the OSU search committee that recommended Dr. Shrum and three other finalists to the regents for their selection was the president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, Rod Mozell. Mozell thinks that Shrum is going to be an awesome leader for Oklahoma State.
Having been in the OSU system, she knows all the different campuses around the state, from Panhandle to Connors to Northeastern and so forth, that are all in the regent system. And she's aware of the research and extension, certainly very aware of the medical research, but she's aware of the ag research and extension, and we're hoping to continue to get lots of time with her to get her more up to speed on those things. And I know Dr. Kuhn has already been working on that and plans to do more of that, and all of us in all the different ag groups will be reaching out to her to continue to expand her ag and rural Oklahoma knowledge beyond what she's already displayed and the interest that she and her family already have. They've chosen. Now they'll be moving to Stillwater, but they've chosen in the past to live not in Tulsa, but outside of Tulsa on a small farm. And so she wanted to raise her kids in a smaller town. And so that she is a passion for a lot of what we all care about. So I'm just really excited and looking forward to the vision that she's going to bring to OSU and the leadership team she's going to put together as we go forward.
Dr. Shrum and her husband, Darren, still actively farm near Coweta. They have 6 adult children. Dr. Shrum will officially take over the role of president at the beginning of OSU's next fiscal year, beginning July the 1st. Well, President Biden has released a $2 trillion infrastructure plan that will address needs in rural America that agricultural stakeholders have been asking Washington to address. The Hagstrom Report says the proposal will cover many traditional infrastructure projects like roads, bridges, and inland waterways. The plan will also attempt to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. But the big benefit to rural America will include trying to bring high-speed broadband service to the most remote parts of rural America. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the plan promises to close the broadband gap in rural America for millions of Americans, and that's something that's vital for healthcare, education, and employment in the digital age. The package will be partly financed by increasing the corporate income tax rate from 21% to 28%. The rate increase has already generated growing opposition in the business world and among many lawmakers on Capitol Hill. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable have already rejected the idea of raising the corporate tax rate. Chamber says the plan will slow the country's economic recovery from COVID-19 and reduce global competitiveness. You've got farm news on Ron.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new 3-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service that is best, call OKC West.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.